In 1624, a Jesuit missionary, Father Antonio Andrade, wrote a book highly popular across Europe. In it, he describes his visit to an amazing country called Tibet. Father Andrade and his companion trekked from their mission in Goa in search of a long-forgotten Christian state called Shambhala. Instead, they discovered Gugu. By this time, the story goes, tensions between Jadakpo and his brother were at an all-time high, and they were about to get worse. The king warmly welcomes Andrade. In his book, Andrade writes, "As holy men, the king treated us with great reverence and then explained, somewhat to my surprise, that he wished to understand our faith. This was as welcome as it was unexpected." Not only does Jadakpo proclaim the pair to be his personal guests, he invites them to stay and teach their beliefs, even ordering the building of a chapel. Such behavior would have infuriated the Buddhists at Tole. They saw the king's actions as a betrayal against Buddhism. It was a move that would not go unanswered. According to stories later recorded by Andrade, what happened next was an uprising against the king that would forever change the course of Gugu's history. Seeking to protect his stronghold, the head abbot sends word to his supporters in the neighboring kingdom of Ladakh, 500 kilometers away.